Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast, where we're in chapter 10 of the book of Romans. In the last episode, we looked at those beautiful verses in chapters 10, verses 9 and 10. And today, we're just going to move along and kind of wrap up that thought. I kind of stopped at the end of that episode because I felt like that was a good place to stop. But the next couple of verses, Paul just continues to expound on the truths that are contained in verses 9 and 10. So as he says there in verse 11, for the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of them all, abounding in riches for all who call on him. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. So it's just exactly what I shared in the previous episode. Paul does make mention here, for the second time in these three chapters, he uses the word Jew, and he uses it specifically in regards to the gospel during his day, during the time that he's writing this letter, during the time where the gospel is finding its footing in the world in the first 30 years of this campaign of God, I call it, where he has brought the good news in Christ Jesus to humanity, and it has come to the Jew and to the Greek. There is no distinction. And remember, Paul's understanding of Israel is a little bit different. And when he talks of Israel, he's talking specifically about these people that can recognize their ancestral connection to some expression of one of the 12 tribes, specifically the two that remained most predominantly in the region of Judea, in the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin. But when he talks of Jews, he's talking about a broader expression of those who identify themselves with the ancestral customs, but who can't necessarily connect themselves to their ancestral roots in Israel. They became known as the Judeans, or as we refer to them as the Jews. Okay, so Paul says that those two groups, the Jews and the Gentiles, there's no distinction. They come to faith in Christ the same way. They call upon the name of the Lord, and everyone who does that will never be disappointed. God will come, and he will offer them his righteousness and his salvation, and that is good news. Now let's go on now in verse 14. He says, how will they call on him whom they have not believed? So he's saying, if you never believed, then how do you call on him? How do you know to do that? Now he asks a series of questions. How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. Now, I want to stop here in this episode, and I want to give a testimony, a little story that happened just the night before I recorded this episode. Last night, we entertained a man from our village here in Italy, and he does not know the Lord, and we've been building a relationship with him, and he's a beautiful man, and he has such a powerful life story. And he shared some of that with us last night. And we just been sharing about the love of Jesus with him. And he's not to a place where he has believed in his heart that Jesus has raised from the dead. And he's not confessed with his mouth that Jesus is Lord. But the reason I'm telling you this story is because last night we had a very lovely conversation with him, and I was alone with him outside, and I was talking to him, and he was struggling with the concept of not being able to see God or not being able to have really heard God. And this is exactly what Paul's talking about here. And how does God see to it that people can hear and see him? Paul says, how can they call on whom they have not believed? And how can they believe on whom they've not heard? They haven't heard him. They can't stand in front of Jesus and hear his voice. And how will they hear without a preacher? You see, that's our job. That was my job in this man's life last night. I was the preacher. Now, don't get hung up on this idea of preacher. It's simply a person who proclaims. I was proclaiming the love of God to this man, and that was his contact point. And that's how it's supposed to happen, because God has sent Stephanie and me to this place. He sends us lots of places, but we know that he sent us to this village in Italy so that we can proclaim to people the truth about the goodness of God and the love of God and the good news of Jesus. And I saw it playing out so tangibly in that conversation with this man, and I could see him thinking. And then this is what happened. He left last night quite late, and when he got home, I got a text message from him, and the text message said this. It was in Italian. I had to translate it, and it went something like this. He said, "I don't yet believe in Jesus, but I can see how you light up when you talk about him. You are a good witness." Now, that was his testimony about our lives, that we are so excited about this person of Jesus, and he's seeing that the Jesus that he can't see is being proclaimed by someone who's been sent. And this is the beauty of the good news. And if we will go and share this good news, we are the way that Jesus is going to manifest himself so that people will be able to see him and ultimately come into that place of believing and confessing. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.